It is about protecting the very foundation of cognitive development, health, and human potential. And when we begin to see school feeding through that lens, it changes everything. It forces us to move beyond the idea of simply providing food to thinking more carefully about what food is, how it is prepared, how it is presented, and what it teaches. Because children do not eat nutrients, they eat food. And so it is not enough for meals to be nutritionally adequate. They must also be appealing, attractive, and rooted in the tastes and traditions of our people. There's a dignity in that. There's also a practicality, because if food is unappealing, it will be wasted. And if it is disconnected from what children recognize and enjoy, it will not achieve its purpose.